Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Build a Baby. My name is Tandy Boudreaux, and here I am with my co-host, Natalie Murrah.
Hey, y'all.
All right, so genetic modification has become more advanced and more popular over the past few years, especially with the development of CRISPR-Cas9 technology. Now, you may be wondering, what is CRISPR-Cas9? Would you care to explain, Natalie?
Gladly. CRISPR, also known as CRISPR-Cas9, is a simple yet powerful tool for editing genomes. It allows researchers to easily alter DNA sequences and modify gene function. It has many potential applications, including correcting genetic defects and preventing the spread of diseases, or even improving crops.
And the protein, Cas9, is an enzyme that acts like a pair of molecular scissors capable of cutting strands of DNA. CRISPR technology was adapted from the natural defense mechanisms of bacteria and archaea. These organisms use CRISPR-derived RNA and various Cas proteins, including Cas9, to foil attacks by viruses and other foreign bodies. They do so primarily by chopping up and destroying the DNA of a foreign invader. When these components are transferred into another, more complex organism, it allows for the manipulation of genes, or editing.
CRISPR stands for clusters of regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats. It is a specialized region of DNA with two distinct characteristics: the presence of nucleotide repeats and spacers. Repeated sequences of nucleotides, the building blocks of DNA, are distributed throughout a CRISPR region. Spacers are bits of DNA that are interspersed among these repeated sequences.
And once a spacer is incorporated and the virus attacks again, a portion of the CRISPR is transcribed and processed into CRISPR RNA, or crRNA. The nucleotide sequence of the CRISPR acts as a template to produce a complementary sequence of single-stranded RNA. Each crRNA consists of a nucleotide repeat and a spacer portion. According to a 2014 review by Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier, published in the journal Science.
Now with this new technology, the possibilities seem endless, but many people are not on board with the risk, cost, and the ethics of gene editing.
I personally think that gene editing is going to be vital to the advancement of humanity in the coming years, and that it can eventually be cost efficient.
And I think that some things are just not meant to be messed with, and that the introduction of genetically modified children will lead to social and economic strife.
So, what do you think are the cons of gene editing?
The first one I can think of right off the bat is the risk it brings. CRISPR was introduced in 2012, and the technology has since generated tons of breakthroughs that have been revolutionary to the growing of crops and raising animals. But the moment that it's being used to alter humans, the danger becomes so much more real. Some people, including me, think, well, plenty of good can come from genetically editing children. It's a double-edged sword. CRISPR, while extremely precise when it cuts out faulty genes, relies heavily on the DNA to properly repair itself. This could lead to mistakes or complete disasters if CRISPR was used on a large scale to produce genetically altered children. Not to mention that on a more conspiracy level scale, people with bad intentions could use the technology to make people or animals that could be used for hostile purposes.
But this is something that could be possibly changed in the future. Like all technology, it takes trial and error to make things become more efficient, and I feel like there would be more laws to regulate the use of CRISPR-Cas9 in the future as things happen so that mishaps can be prevented.
That's a fair point, but another discussion altogether is the cost.
It's not as bad as you'd think. If gene editing were to be an option for non-cosmetic purposes only, there's a greater chance that countries with free healthcare or insurance would cover the costs of many procedures. At first, of course, there'd be some issues with affording it, but as time passes on, technology will become cheaper as it's more developed.
Even still, it could potentially lead to a future that is socioeconomically split. I actually watched this movie called Gattaca that showed what the world could potentially look like when a large portion of the human population was genetically modified. Naturally born people were considered a secondary class citizen who... Naturally born people are considered secondary class citizens who aren't permitted to strive past their sphere of influence. The main character, Vincent Freeman, actually has to assume the identity of Jerome Marrow, a genetically modified individual, to even be able to have a chance to strive for his goals of space exploration. Even if the playing field was still relatively level and that the performance of genetically modified people was still pretty close to that of naturally born people, it would still cause a lot of problems socially. It would become a whole social stigma that would put genetically modified people in a higher position, and regardless of the price, accessibility to genetic modification centers would make obtaining genetically modified children inaccessible to the lower class.
Well, why don't we just ask other people on their opinions of gene editing?
Hi, Luke. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
So, you know what CRISPR is, right?
Yes.
Well, what is your ethical opinion on CRISPR?
I guess I'd say it's not okay, because you're kind of like changing who they are and like making them not them. Yeah.
Do you think CRISPR would be allowed for the use of removing fatal diseases or anything?
Maybe. I feel like that would be like a choice. It would be like a choice though, not like the government does it to everyone like forcefully though. You know what I mean?
Yes. So you think if CRISPR is successfully developed, it would be okay to offer at medical places?
Yeah.
And where would you draw the line at how much could be edited?
Oh, that's a hard question. I would say anything that like really changes who they actually are versus just like disease stuff, I guess, would be like the no-no zone.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, Angie.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Of course.
So, first of all, what is your ethical opinion of the use of CRISPR-Cas9 to edit genomes?
I mean, I can see that there are both benefits and disadvantages of it, because it's something that I think can be used very incorrectly, but also can, it's like there's a fine line, there's a fine line between doing the good things and doing bad things for it. And it's like, for the gene editing, if you modify someone, you can have all these great benefits. We're like, yeah, if someone has a history of, you know, some bad disease and they don't want it, because of course you would never want a bad disease like that. And I mean, if you take out that gene, then it's going to be a healthier life and it's better for them. But there's also the fact that it comes to the fact that you're basically taking away a part of someone. And I know a lot of people are not comfortable with that, I feel like, because I just feel like to take away from something that just takes away a small part of them that makes them unique. Because yeah, it's terrible that they're gonna have like that disease or something in the future, but it's also the fact like they never got any choice in that, and it's taking away something that they never knew they had and will never get to experience it, because sometimes those things are part of someone's personality and all.
So do you think it should still be offered as an option for removing diseases?
I mean, yeah, I think it shouldn't really be, like, required or, like, unrequired, but I just feel like it depends on the person's personal values, and it's really kind of relates back to whether they want to make that choice or not, because, I mean, when deciding on whether you want it to happen or not, I feel like you really gotta weigh the risks and benefits of it together, and, I mean, if there's more benefits than risks, then I would say, like, go for it, but I wouldn't, like, make it require on a required, because some people can be very touchy about that type of stuff, and you never know when something could go wrong, because there could be the circumstance, like, oh, you took it out, and then, like, someone messed up, and so it affects something else with that person, when you could have treated it with, like, medicine when they were alive. But I just feel like it's a really fine line to step across, and I feel like if you don't make sure you're aware of that line and be able to balance out your decisions, you can really get yourself in a problem.
I see. Okay, one last question.
Yes.
Do you think that, assuming CRISPR-Cas9 is a fully successful system, it never messes up, and it's an option to everyone, do you think it would cause, like, an economic divide or, like, social divide between upper and lower classes?
I mean, yeah, because I don't really know how expensive it is right now, but I feel like if it was something where only, like, certain people could get, I feel like that would really, like, widen the gap between people, because just, like, if someone who's poor really needs it and they can't pay for it, but there's someone who has the same problem but a higher economic status, then the people who have a lower economic status isn't going to be as appreciative of the fact that it's something that they wish they could use and seems really helpful, but unfortunately it's too expensive, so you get put on that line of, oh, do I risk it or not? Because a lot of people people on the higher one may not realize that just because they have such easy access to it, not everyone does. And I feel like that really can drive it apart, but if this became an actual thing where it started working, then hopefully the price would go down to really get that gap closer together, because, I mean, it shouldn't, considering it's a thing that's helping us become better humans and just, like, better overall as a species, because, you know, once you start eliminating the bad genes, it's not going to be repeated as often, and I'm hoping that the price would be lower from that, but there's just the fact that if you leave it as that, then only the higher people with, like, a higher economic status would be able to get it, and the people who don't have as much money will be the ones who succumb to not having it because they can't.
Okay, thank you for answering these questions.
You're welcome. I loved it.
So, I think we can both agree that there are many pros and cons to genetically modified children. They could be revolutionary to improving the performance of humans as a whole, and, of course, with some time and research, could be easily affordable and accessible. That being said, there would be a cost divide for a long time, and it could cause a societal divide between those genetically modified and those not. There is also a chance that the CRISPR-Cas9 could edit the gene incorrectly and lead to an even unhealthier child than they would have been if they were born naturally. But that risk would also lower as research continues. So in all honesty, both sides are pretty logical.
I agree with that. But a better question is, what are your thoughts on genetic modification? Is it playing God or just the natural next step in human advancement? We will be taking your responses for our next segment of Build a Baby. Thanks for listening.